1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, our monthly segment with the Greenwich Boy Scouts. Louisa Green, board member, joins me. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:52. First Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good. How are you today?
Doing good. All right. The special session took place a couple weeks ago. Tell us your thoughts about that.
Yeah. So we met in a special session, I guess it was last Tuesday. Feels like it was much longer, but yeah, just about a week ago. We voted to approve a new Supreme Court Justice, Nora Danahan. And we also voted to move the presidential preference primary up to the beginning of April from the end of April. And that's really exciting and important because it means that Connecticut will have more influence in presidential primaries. And there was bipartisan agreement that this would benefit our state. We also made some other changes to the state's election laws. But that was sort of the most, like I said, the most important and exciting part of it. I also wanted to announce the launch of a new program that on October 2nd. It's a prescription drug card program, and it's called Array RX, and it's going to allow residents to save up to 80% on certain prescriptions, and it's free to all residents of Connecticut. And people should go to the website arrayrxcard.com and enter their information. They can enter their name, their address, email address, and date of birth, and they'll get a digital card that they can use right away. And there is a phone number to call if people don't have an email address. And currently, 600 pharmacies in Connecticut accept the card, so people should be able to find one near where they live. And it can be used on brand name and generic drugs, and there's no limit on prescriptions. So that's also really exciting. And I have a third piece of exciting news, which is that last week, Connecticut transferred more than $1.3 billion to pay down its long-term pension debt. Since the legislature enacted the state's fiscal guardrails in 2017, about over $7 billion in excess contributions were captured from volatile revenue sources and have been made to pay down our pension debt, which is great because it means that future generations are going to be able to save more than $600 million a year over the next 25 years. And while we're supporting the retirement benefits of teachers, state troopers, nurses, corrections officers, and more. And so that's really also very important and exciting.
Okay. About the Array RX card, is this a discount card along the lines of a Good RX or a single care, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's very similar to Good RX. Yeah.
How is the? I mean, is there a payout here or for the state? The state is subsidizing this. How does this work?
No, the state is not subsidizing it. It's a consortium of four states that are working together to bring down the cost for everybody.
Okay. Now, speaking of consortiums, I don't know if we're going to see any windmills or anything outside of off of Greenwich Point. But what do you think about the announcement that Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts getting together to support wind power?
Yeah, I mean, I am excited about the prospect of wind power, and I think the more we can leverage the resources of our state and neighboring states, I think that's exciting, and I look forward to seeing what develops.
Mm-hmm. And I joke about windmills outside Greenwich Point, but the point is that who wants to see windmills on their beaches, or will it be farther out in the ocean? Do you know how that would all work?
I don't know. Wherever I've seen them, which is not in the U.S., but whenever, like for instance, when I've flown into the United Kingdom, they tend to be very far away. But I don't know how it would work here. This is not something that I know yet, and I. I wouldn't be able to say, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Just threw it out there. All right. Anything else to update constituents on, Representative?
No, I think that's it for the time being. I'm sure my colleagues will have more information for you in the weeks to come.
All right. We'll talk to you in November, right after Halloween.
Yep.
So enjoy your Halloween. Don't get into any trouble, okay?
Yes, no, I won't. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.